This is Tyrone. He was a good little nigger and always very curious. Jamal loved to go places with his friend, the man with the yellow yarmulke. One of their favorite places to visit was the Holocaust Memorial Museum.
"Today is a special day," Tariq's friend said. "We're going to do something very interesting."
Denzel was curious. What could possibly be more interesting than a trip to the Holocaust Museum? The man with the yellow star led the way through the museum. Kayshawn wanted to stop and look at the Jew bones, but his friend slash record label exec kept going, so Quinnell kept following. Finally, they walked right out the back door. A van was waiting for them outside.
"Climb in, darky,"
said the man with the big nose. Latrell looked out the window as the Dodge Challenger drove off. Where could they be going? At last, the van reached a dirt patch. Dozens of Hebes were already there. Some of them were digging with shovels. Others were using social media to get people banned or fired from their jobs.
"Surprise!"
Devontae's friend said.
"We're going to help the museum scientists dig for Nazi war atrocities and other random hate crimes."
Shaquavius was curious. Was there really evidence of Nazi gas murders buried in New Jersey? He breakdanced over to take a better look. "Hello," said a friendly SPLC employee. "Are you here to help subvert the Goyim?" Cavante watched the cat lady work. She dug up some old posts by some white guy about trannies in public washrooms and promptly called corporate to fuck with this guy's life. She then shoveled some dirt around. She clearly did not enjoy physical labor and sifted through some of it, but still no Zyklon B. Dramontre yawned. So far, looking for hate crimes was not as exciting as he did expected. Deshaun King was curious. Could he help find fascisms? He grabbed a MacBook Pro with lots of stickers on it and started looking, and he quickly found a post by some kind of white guy likening Palestinians to vermin and suggesting they all be driven into Jordan. Excitedly, he ran over to the man with the dual citizenship and showed him the racisms.
Rahim?
The man with the heightened risk of Garcher's disease shook his head.
This is not actually racist or hateful. I'm not sure you understand what we're doing here.
A man from the ADL came over and asked the man with the yellow yarmulke to keep better track of his schwatze. LeMichael was sad now. He had come all this way for racial equity, and now the Jews and Catholics thought he was any good at fighting fascisms. LeDorian found some kush and a 40 in his FUBU jacket and started getting high. The Jews had just decided that advertising on Tucker's show was now racist and were emailing and calling advertisers in order to fuck with his shit. No one was paying attention to Jatavion as he came upon a car with the keys in the ignition. He was very curious. What if he just took it? The people from the ADL were distracted and were crafting a narrative that whites fleeing violence in South Africa were actually spouting white supremacist propaganda and should be given asylum. Raimon, at this point, was pulling the car into traffic, but he was one high nigga pie.
"Daquan, no!" yelled the man with a propensity for usury. "You're making me look bad in front of my co-ethnics."
Malik Shabazz boombox didn't really care. Once a real nigga gets going, it's hard to talk sense into them. He was very curious. What if I floor it? And the car shot onto the sidewalk. A loud boom sounded as he hit a pedestrian with the car.
"Oh no,"
Gyrese thought to himself. "The man with the Samson option is going to be so mad at me." As everyone ran over to check on the pedestrian. To his surprise, no one was mad, and they actually started cheering for Dartarius. Turns out the man he had hit was George Zimmerman, and they didn't really care that he wasn't actually white. The rest of the day, all the Jews were super nice to Naheem Kwalik, and a girl with purple hair gave him a kiss.
"Thank you so much for coming today," said Jonathan
Greenblatt of the ADL of the B'nai B'rith.
"Come again next week, why don't you?"
"We will," said the man with the editorial position at the Atlantic, "as long as you pay for gas."
The end.